Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio live today at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. It is, of course, our Birds at the Bye Day benefiting the Travis Mannion Foundation, brought to you by Bud Light and Chickies and Pete's. We'll be live all day here in South Philly, 6 to 8 with live broadcast. Our show leading into the afternoon show, Elliott Shore Parks tonight at 6 o'clock. And don't forget, go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in America. That, of course, is Chickies and Pete's. Merrill Reese joining us this hour. We'll get back to all your phone calls here. But let's hear from Howie Roseman as he talked about the acquisitions the Eagles have put together here, which is quite a bunch. I mean, they have made 9 trades, I believe, since the beginning of training camp. And then you just go to the last couple weeks here, they've added 4 real players. Let's hear Howie talking about Jair Alexander, who they traded for on Saturday for the Baltimore Ravens.
Which I remember just when he signed in June with Baltimore, thinking what a great signing by them. And obviously it didn't work out for the way that he wanted or that they wanted, or he wouldn't have been available to us. But, the relationship we have with Baltimore and being able to have honest conversations and understanding what he went through a little bit in training camp and getting back to health, obviously missed a lot of time last year, and then just really doing a deep dive on him and how successful he's been, what we thought of him last year, you know, when we were in Brazil playing them and then for the first part of the year, and then having CP who's with him and getting to know the mindset of the player. And so, you know, sometimes, you know, you get in this league, you acquire information, you watch everything, and you feel like, hey, the risk is worth the reward here. And I think when you talk about a still young guy, knowing where his health is at now, feeling healthy, feeling good, we felt like the risk was worth the reward with him.
Merrill, he might be the most interesting of the players they added because at one point he was a star. I mean, he was one of the better corners in the NFL. And then the last year has been weird. The Green Bay thing, injuries, they got rid of him. I thought when the Ravens signed him, I thought that would have been a smart move for the Eagles in June. 1 year, you know, $4 or $5 million. Obviously, didn't work out great in Baltimore, and he's available again. Merrill, what do you think about this one? Because there's obviously an opportunity for some snaps at one of those outside corners.
It's a bright move. It makes sense. But again, it's with all of these moves, you have to wait and see.
Yeah.
I trust Howie. I know his evaluations are sound. But again, we'll see how it plays out. Because very often you get a big name, and he comes in, and you're all excited, but he doesn't play up to that name. But and other times, a guy comes in like Tank Bigsby, and I thought, gosh, he can't return kickoffs. They're hitting him in the head. They're bouncing around. Then he came out last week and showed that he is an explosive back.
Yeah, he can run. Now he can play.
He can, yeah.
Yeah, Hugh, I mean, the Jair Alexander thing, based on name value, it's a big move. Based on the last year, it's not a big move. But once in a while, the guys will bounce back. They'll be down. They'll come. When the Eagles got James Bradbury, he was cut, right? Like he was on a down point of his career, and then he played really well here for a little bit, and then he went back down. Hugh, your expectation for Jair?
You know, it's funny. Hearing Howie talk, I understand why John Ritchie is so bullish Well, it kind of puts it in perspective.
Like almost a diamond
bit.
In the rough a little
well,
bit?
Well, because Howie talked about how he vetted him and, you know, the circumstances down there in Baltimore.
And when he said CP, by the way, that's Christian Parker, the D-backs coach here, who was with him in
Green
Bay.
Yeah, and he was talking about how, and then, you know, I'm getting text messages from friends of mine that are intimately familiar with Baltimore and the way that they play. They're more of a man concept team. And, you know, we play a little bit more zone, so
right.
That's probably why they feel like it'll probably be a better fit. He didn't fit into what they were doing in Baltimore. So I can see why John Ritchie feels so bullish on him coming in here and being able to potentially play.
Joe, can I tell you something? Mm-hmm. I'm not somebody who lives in the past. I live in the present and in the future, but I don't live in the past. However, something hit me the other night. I was watching the Washington game, and all of a sudden, Washington is honoring some of their stars from the past. And out came this very distinguished man in a white beard, and he was the great Art Monk.
Mm.
And I remember when the Eagles picked up Art Monk, I said, wow, they've got Art Monk. But it was only Art Monk in name.
Sure.
His days as a great player were over. Now, with Jair Alexander, you're talking about a young player. But again, I'm saying you can't go just by the names.
You can't. And it, I like that Howie does these because it's low risk, right? Like, if he works out, great. If he doesn't, they swap to 6th and 7th round pick. There have been plenty of these over the years that haven't. What was it, Shaq Leonard a couple years ago? One point was a star, and then he just didn't work out here. Kevin Byard, we can go through all of them. Robert Quinn over the years. I mean, he takes a swing seemingly every year, but once in a while, they do. So, well, that one is probably the wild card. Let's hear Howie on Jalen Phillips. That's one that I think they expect a lot of Phillips here for a third-round pick for the Miami Dolphins.
We spent a lot of time with him coming out of college, knowing the person. It's really easy to scout the player. Really, he's got freak ability. He can rush. He can set the edge. He can play in space. He's got a nonstop motor. I think one of the most fun things to do is put on his tape and watch his effort, you know. And when you have the athleticism and the physical ability he has with the effort he has, and then, you know, just going and seeing that he was Walter Payton Man of the Year in Miami, the things that he does in the community, you know, he comes from an unbelievable family. And then, obviously, Vic was with him, you know. So a lot of times when you're talking to your coaches and you have a vision of how the player is going to fit, you have to have those discussions. But that discussion was really easy with Coach Fangio. I think I just said that discussion was really easy with Coach Fangio. Wow. you know, and I think that it was just for us, where we are as a team, what we believe in is important to winning a world championship and to being a great team. It really wasn't a hard trade to make.
Merrill, this is the big one. I mean, they give up a pretty significant pick, a third-round pick for a rental. But Jalen Phillips, he's young. He's played his best football the last month or so. And you look at his career, it's really injuries are the only thing that have prevented him from probably being a Pro Bowl player.
Yeah, that is the move that I'm most excited about.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed's sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed's sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Well, he's in a spot where he has a chance to play a lot. You know, the edge rush for this team so far this season,
a little suspect.
It has been, right? Let's be called for what it is. They haven't gotten a lot of sacks there. I thought Za'Darius Smith was their most consistent guy, and then he retired.
But you know who's got a lot of talent? Jalix Hunt.
And I thought he played his best game last game.
Well, and he had the pick six in Minnesota.
Yep.
He is a very, very talented player.
And I think he could be better in a rotation, more short burst than as much as they're playing him. So the Jalen Phillips one, he could end up as the most impactful edge rusher down the stretch of the season.
I think so, because for all the reasons that I mentioned earlier, he has the long, lean body. He has a little bit of bend about him, and he plays with a little bit of an attitude. He just needs to stay healthy so that he can string together a slew of games so that you can see what he can actually do.
Yeah, and it's great, Merrill, that he has the experience and the familiarity with Vic Fangio.
Because,
look, last year they tried the experiment with Bryce Huff, and him and Vic, it didn't work in this defense. Obviously, Huff can play, and he's doing well in San Francisco, but this is someone, it's not like you're hoping he fits Vic Fangio's defense. We've already seen it in Miami.
No, he does.
Yeah.
But it'll be fun watching.
Yes, it will. And the other big name that came in here a couple weeks ago, let's hear Howie talk. And this is the first time Howie spoke since the Eagles decided to bring back Brandon Graham. Let's hear Howie yesterday talking about BG and how the whole process went to convincing him and offering him a spot back on the Eagles.
Before the season started, before we went down any path, I called BG. I mean, and I'm fortunate really to have special relationships with a bunch of guys here. And BG was my first pick. And so just reached out and said, hey, we're in the market for an edge rusher. How are you feeling? And at the time, he just felt like that wasn't the right timing for him. You know, hadn't really contemplated, was doing a bunch of other things. But apparently got his mind started moving a little bit. And he started working out a little bit harder. And when Z retired, picked up the phone again and just said, hey, you know, I'm just reaching out again. I had heard a little bit through the grapevine you were working out a little bit harder. And, you know, I got that little BG cackle. Is it a cackle when they laugh like that, Bob? Is that a cackle? I don't know. I've never used that word. And that kind of gave me a sense that, you know, he wanted to come back. And I don't know, maybe he was trying to have our team prove that we were any good.
So, Merrill, the BG thing, we're all excited.
Well, first of all, it's a chuckle. Not a cackle.
Yeah, I think he's probably looking for the word chuckle. When he said it, you can hear BG in his laugh.
But you know what about BG, and you guys know this. When I go to the NovaCare Center, if I bump into BG the first thing in the morning, my whole day just got better.
You got the smile.
He's just an uplifting player.
It's infectious. It is. Yes. It always has been. And now the question is how much he has left in the tank to give. Merrill, I don't know. We'll see whenever he gets out there. But if he's the player he was last year, that is a help. I mean, I don't need him to be the player he was 7 years ago. If he's just last year's BG, he can still play.
I know he will be a lot more comfortable than he is on the golf course.
Yeah, well, that's probably true.
That's a shot.
It is. It is. Hugh, what are you expecting out of BG when this thing revs up and he's out there?
Well, I think they're handling it with kid's gloves because he's a little bit older. You don't want to have too much of a shock to his system. No training camp.
10 snaps?
I was thinking 5 to 10. Okay. 5 to 10 this weekend.
Like obvious pass rush downs?
Yeah,
like third and 12.
Yeah, okay. 5 to 10 snaps. That'll be a good start for him, and then just work his way back in. I don't think we'll start seeing the impact of BG probably for a couple more weeks. Maybe when we play Dallas. That's when you will probably see his snaps ramp up a little bit. You want to kind of ease him into this, man. You really, really do.
I know we were joking around about the division and how over it is and saying it. The nice part about where they are, Merrill, is they can experiment a little bit in the next 2 months. I mean, they want to win games and they want to get the number one seed. That's the priority. But they have a great cushion in their division, so they could kind of mix and I think there's going to be a lot of mixing and matching on defense, Merrill, over the next few weeks to figure out what they have. Because really, it's about January, right? Getting healthy for January and being ready when they get there for whoever the matchup is.
I don't think Vic Fangio experiments.
Maybe not.
You've got to show it to him in practice every day, and then he puts you out there. But game time is not experiment time for Vic Fangio.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how they decide who gets to start and then how what the leash is, right? Because they have a lot of options in the specifically, Merrill, the secondary now. Because the first half of the year, I mean, really, with Jacory and Bennett hurt, they really didn't have much option at that second corner. It was Keely Ringo. It was Adoree Jackson. Huey, they have options now. I mean, they could put Bennett out there now coming off the IR. They could try Jair Alexander. So Merrill's right. They're not going to experiment in the game and mix guys in and out. But each week, depending on the practice and how a guy looks, we could see someone different out there.
Here's the thing for me. You know you have a slot corner.
Yes.
In the corner that you got from the Jets. You have a guy that is versatile enough that he can play corner, slot, or safety.
Cooper, we're talking about.
Yeah. So you open up all types of different looks for your defense that could potentially confuse the offense that you're going against. That's how you look at it. And, you know, you got Jalen Phillips out there that's going to be coming off the corner. I think you put yourself in a really, really good situation to have some versatility on the back end.
You do, but Cooper DeJean is such a great young player. Not good. He is a great young player. He's a future Pro Bowler, and I think that they love him in the slot, right where he is, and he's usually on the field.
I'm with you on this. I want to leave him there. I mean, even though he has versatility, Hugh, and look, in a pinch, if they needed help outside or even safety, I'm sure he could go do it and give them some good snaps, but I don't want to lose that. We have the best slot corner in the NFL. I don't want to downgrade from that.
Your biggest asset in this game, especially when you have so many different passing formations and things of that nature, is being versatile so that I don't have to pull guys off the field. Say if you get caught in the defense and you don't have the time to put the personnel out there that you want. One of your biggest assets is you got a guy that he's smart enough. And let's not forget that. Very, very smart player. That he's adaptable to any position that you need him to play in a pinch.
And he has experience. He did a lot in college. I mean, I think the versatility down the stretch is a huge part of why they're going to be a better defensive. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Terrence in Springfield up on WIP Birds of the Pie. What's up, Terrence?
Cujo, Kyle, Merrill, what's up, man?
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Terrence.
Man, glad to be on with the legend, man. Guys, we have to be honest. The landscape in the NFL right now is wide open. It's a week-to-week league. And the thing is, the leaders of the pack are going to start to separate themselves very soon. We thought the Colts were dominant until they got smacked by the Steelers. We thought Green Bay was dominant. A couple games they got smacked. Detroit got smacked 3 games this year. Do I feel better? I feel better, man, because Howie, we can all say he didn't have his best offseason. Yes, he let a lot of key players go. But bringing in BG for a death piece, bringing in Alexander, Carter, and now I think Phillips is the best piece that we've got. I think I feel better because out of all these teams, we're the most battle-tested team. We have the most, for the most part, we have the veteran coordinators besides our offense coordinator. We were all worried about Adoree Jackson, man, and I feel better about that position right now. Guys, regardless of how you want to say it, our quarterback is battle-tested also. And I don't know. It depends on how anybody want to shake it, man. But besides Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts is the most battle-tested quarterback in the NFL. So I feel we win these next 3 games, or if we go 2 out of 3 out of these next 3 games, we're going to be in an excellent shape, guys. I feel Phillips is going to bring that Josh Sweat-type edge pass rush, I feel like. He was on a bad team. Jair was on a bad team. I know guys are saying he's washed up. He was on a bad team, guys, and I feel like being on a championship team right now is going to motivate anybody to come in here and play and try to win the championship, guys. Because Jair is still one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. He's definitely an upgrade from Adoree Jackson, guys. Howie's had a bad offseason, but right now he's made up for it. He's got the pieces in here, And guys, they got to watch Howie, man. Howie's out here trading players for Cracker Jack boxes and a pack of Mambas right now.
Well, he'll make trades every day if they let him. I mean, he does churn this roster. I love it. I love that they turn the roster over. Terrence, yeah. We appreciate the phone call, man. Good phone call. That was an interesting comparison he made, Merrill, to, you know, Philos maybe playing a role and helping the way Josh Sweat did. Josh Sweat's a good player.
He is.
He has 7 sacks on the season.
Look, they didn't want to lose him.
Of course not.
But and he's playing well.
Yeah, and yeah. Hugh, they've missed that. I mean, if Phillips could play the role that Josh Sweat did last year, that's a big acquisition.
Yeah, you're talking about just putting a little bit more pressure on the quarterback. Pass rush and coverage goes hand in hand. And I feel like if you get that pass rush where you want it to be, it's going to help in that secondary tremendously.
Yeah, oh, well, of course it is. And the other part about this, Merrill, as we rev it forward and look forward, is the growth of Kevin Petullo. He was a big part of the conversation the first month and a half of the season, right? The offense didn't look right. It was up and down. I think Petullo has grown over the last 4 or 5 weeks, and I think there was a lot of frustration at the offense early. I like the way it's looked, especially the passing game the last 3-4 weeks.
Let's just say the offense is evolving.
Yes.
And I can tell you I know Kevin well, and he's one of the brightest young coaches you'll ever meet. He is very, very capable. He knows what he has, but an offense has to evolve. Defenses always get better faster. The offense has to evolve because there's so much coordination and timing involved.
Hugh, you ready to offer an apology to Kevin Petullo?
For what?
I mean, you were very hard on Kevin Petullo.
I was?
You were.
No, I still ain't apologizing.
Well, we might have to
do his job.
He was only kidding.
No, he made too much money. Man, I ain't apologizing, Merrill. But he's doing his job.
He's doing a much better job. And if the offense looks the way it has, and Merrill, the part of the offense that's interesting in the last few weeks, not just they have scored more points and moved the football better, they look different, right? More the 6 offensive linemen, more under center. I mean, they're doing things now with this offense that we haven't seen around here in a very – it's not just evolved in production. It's evolved in how it looks.
Personnel
yeah.
dictates it. And again, I said before, and I mean it, the biggest problem with the running game was the offensive
yeah.
line. And they have the best coach in football. I mean, the best offensive line coach I've ever been around is Jeff Stoutland. And he's just had a real challenge this year because of the injuries.
Well, the injuries are huge. I mean, they just didn't look right physically. Dickerson has been in and out, and obviously had the surgery in the month of August. And Juergens, I mean, Juergens didn't look right before he went out here, and then, you know, Toth had to come in. 215-592-9494. Let's grab Aaron in San Diego, and then we got to talk about this trip to Lambeau. First
Aaron.
Eagles game in Lambeau since a pretty big one in franchise history. Aaron is up on WIP.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, good morning. How we doing?
Are you kidding me? The man, the myth, the legend, one Merrill Reese.
You get to be on the air with Merrill. How's that feel?
Merrill, does Billy Billy Warndell still do your spotting?
He still does. And he's as goofy as ever.
Tell him that he still has a fan base out here in San Diego. Loved listening to him on the Mighty 1090.
How about that?
Yeah, Billy did talk, sports yeah. talk out there. Yeah. Now he does a sports talk show every time we break for a commercial. He goes on and fights with Mike Quick.
He does it every time I see him. He just does it in the hallway, does it on the elevator,
every place, yeah.
press box, everywhere
but,
you see
but
him.
But he seriously is really one of the best spotters and a terrific sports talk host.
What a great voice he has. And Merrill, if you would please, can you please let Joe and all these other card-carrying members Hurts Haters Club.
No, not a hater, Aaron. We all know Jalen Hurts is a very good quarterback, Aaron. Calm down.
Let them know it doesn't matter if the Packers are in front of us, the Lions are in front of us, the Chiefs are in front of us, the Bills are in front of us, as long as the Chosen One, the Sky Marshal, the Field General, and the rest of the birds play their game, a well-balanced offense through the air, on the ground, bend but don't break defense. There is not a team in the NFL that can beat us.
On some days. On some days. It's a week-by-week thing.
Yes.
This team is getting better. But let's take it week in and week out and see what happens. But listen, this team has the ability to go just as far as they want to go.
Starts in Green Bay.
Well, it does. You're right. They do have that ability. And if they get home field advantage and a bye, and Aaron, we appreciate the phone call. It's a huge thing. This segment sponsored by Cozy Jewelers. Step up to the fifth seed. That's Color, Cut, Clarity, Carrot, and Cozy. All right. So in Green Bay, Monday night, Merrill, it is a huge game for the Eagles for a lot of reasons. And it also is, and we were trying to go through on the last break to remember, I believe it's the last time the Eagles went to Green Bay was the first time we got to see Jalen Hurts come in and play quarterback. You know, he had that rookie year, he'd come in once in a while in the Wildcat, or they threw him in there in the formation and ran the ball, whatever. But he didn't get a chance to, like, really play. And that game, early December 2020 in Green Bay, they took Carson out third quarter, and Jalen came in, and he never came out.
Do you know what – do you remember, Joe, what precipitated that? Carson backed up. They were the 1 yard line.
Oh, I remember.
And I said, the one thing he's got to do here is get rid of the ball.
And he did not.
He cannot take a safety.
Yeah, yeah.
And he dropped back. And I said, he's looking. He's looking. He's looking. I said, 11, he's looking. And then they swatted him down in the end zone. And in came Jalen Hurts.
I remember watching.
It was a wrap.
It was a wrap. I remember watching the game on the sidelines. And You kind of saw something was going on, right? And then Jalen put his helmet on, and I was like, they're putting him in.
That's when the era started.
It did.
And then he started the next week against the Saints.
And they beat the Saints here.
Yes, they did.
And they were underdogs in that game. Merrill, take us through your evolution of watching him since he became that day to where he is now, because I just sensed that first game. There was something about him. And then he came in. I thought he played pretty well in that spot. Then they won the next game against the Saints, and they went to Arizona and had that shootout, and I thought he played. You could just tell early he had something about him.
Well, I felt that at Alabama. Yeah. I felt that at Oklahoma. I was thrilled when they drafted him, and you just watch him grow. And he's got – Doug Peterson said to me, he can make every throw you have to make. He said he's got plenty of arm. And then people were saying he's got marginal arm strength.
No, his arm is a good arm.
He's got a great arm. And there's nothing he can't do. He's a great athlete. He's bright. He's dedicated. He's everything you want in a franchise quarterback.
The funny part about the arm strength thing is I think his deep passing outside the numbers has become the best part of his game.
Oh, he's got great touch.
Yeah, I mean, it's ironic because people did say that he didn't have the arm strength.
Nobody throws a better deep ball.
What?
And you know what? He can throw that out pattern. He can throw that sideline pattern, and that takes a lot of zip. He can hum that with anybody.
He's become a heck of a quarterback and you know, won so much with the Eagles, and this is a big spot on Monday night. So, Merrill, the matchup itself, what do you think here? Because the Packers are coming off a bad loss. There's two ways to look at that. Like, all right, the first way is they're not as good as people thought. The second thing is, though, they're going to be chomping at the bit Monday,
sure,
right?
They're
coming off a
sure
loss, a bad one. I think this is going to be a really close, very tight game in the fourth quarter.
I think so, too. And I always say to people, if you have a bucket list – of stadiums that you like to visit.
Lambeau's got to be
Lambeau
there.
Is number one. Lambeau is Wrigley Field, Fenway Park. It's the classic. It's the great place to be. You go in there and you can almost sense Lombardi. And what John Facenda used to talk about, the frozen tundra.
And it might be frozen on Monday.
It'll be nippy.
Yeah, that's gonna be
nippy, not frozen.
Nippy.
Hugh, your
nippy.
Thought? What, you played at Lambeau?
Yeah, I did. Not when it was – I think I played it a few times.
Was it cold or was it more early in the season?
It was a little early in the season. We went there. I think it was my first year here. We went there, and that's when Barrett played. And Barrett, if Barrett listened, he remembered that game because who was the tackle? Cooper?
Was someone hurt? And then
no, Barrett he got hurt the night before the game.
So Barrett had to play for him?
And Barrett had to play for him.
And block Reggie White?
Yeah.
How'd that work out?
Barrett, listen. Barrett let him drop that day, but Reggie a different animal.
Well, of course.
You know, Barrett was a trash talker. And Reggie, it was a long day. It's a long day.
I'm sure it was. Well,
Love Barrett. Barrett was a good football player.
Barrett was a really good football player, and he was tough too, man, real tough.
And like you, Hugh, he's become a good broadcaster.
Yeah, Barrett's killing it.
Yeah, Barrett is a great guy. Merrill, we appreciate you being part of the show today here, Birds at the Bay, which supports a great cause of the Travis Manion Foundation. Merrill, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Enjoy Chickies, and we'll talk to you Monday during the pregame show.
You bet. Great to talk to you guys.
It's great, been awesome here. Merrill. All right, 215-592-9494. Join us next. Today and moving forward on Wednesdays, we got to announce a special guest. Jason Avant going to sit down with us. We're excited to have him as part of our show today and moving forward. We're live today at Chickies and Pete's. right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
You know, we've been cooking up game day recipes all season long. Now it's time to take that Hatfield recipe, essential sweet Italian sausage, to the Thanksgiving table, people. Check this out. Elevate your stuffing to a savory side dish that steals the spotlight. Or you can whip up a breakfast casserole so good your family will be full all day long until dinner. Find recipe essential sweet Italian sauces at your local supermarket. For locations, visit simplyhatfield.com. Hatfield, better care, better pork.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.